Thank you, Mr. Parrish. Well, we have a fair amount of people here today, but I was just looking around and realized, you know, we got different phases here from last week. Quite a few, actually. We had some visitors last week from ABC and other young visitors that were in the area. You know, we finally got a little bit of winter this past week. I got to shovel a little bit of snow, and now it's all gone. Isn't that sad? I'm just kidding, as you all know. I'm up here not to talk about snow. I'm up here to bring you a sermonette. Yesterday, I thought, well, I'm going to see what's going on in the news. Went on yahoo.com or yahoonews.com, I think it was. And here are some of the headlines. Saudi-born Istanbul, I think that's in Turkey, bomber plant New Year's Eve attacked. And those are the kinds of things we hear or see in the news. This individual had killed 10 German tourists sometime in the past, and he was planning a New Year's Eve attack, he discovered, but he wasn't able to do it, thankfully. Another world news headline was stock market, global stock market slide. Oil falls, can you believe this, to $30 a barrel. I saw that, I thought, well, when I was a young man, I remember President Carter coming, I snuck over to my neighbor and watched TV. You know, we do stuff like that. And Carter had a plan that he was going to keep it from going much over $30 a barrel. Now we're back down to $30. That's unbelievable almost. Anyways, you could say that's good news, and you can also say that's bad news, because it can affect the economy both ways. And then under U.S., a series of bomb threats targets Boston area schools. And then U.S. finds first case of deadly bird flu in poultry since June. You know, we can get wrapped up in this. We are to watch. And we are to look at what is happening around us. But it's quite obvious this world needs the return of Jesus Christ. This is one of the most important event, or is the most important event ahead of us right now. The return of Jesus Christ. Now, Jesus talked quite a bit about his return and what we are to do. I'd like to start by going over to Luke 21. Luke 21, verse 36. He says, "Watch therefore and pray always that you may be counted worthy to escape all these things," the terrible things that will happen, these things that will come to pass, and to stand before the Son of Man. I'd like to focus on that latter part today. Stand before the Son of Man. That is the most important thing for us as God's people, because we do want to be able to stand. We don't want to fall. We want to stand before the Son of Man. It also says that we are to pray, that we are to be counted worthy to escape and watch. What are we to watch? What is the most important thing to watch? Is it world events? We need to be aware of what's happening, as I mentioned earlier, what's going on in the world. We don't want to be an ostrich and stick our head in the sand. But we need to keep a close watch on enemy number one. And we can't do much about what's happening in the world, can we? We can talk about it, we can get frustrated, we can do a lot of things, maybe, but it won't help. But what we really can do something about is enemy number one, and that's the self. Enemy number one. Now, we read verse 36 of Luke 21. I'd like to read verse 34, which is only two verses before. Here Christ warned, "Take heed to yourselves, lest your hearts be weighed down with carousing, drunkenness, and the cares of this life, and that they come on you unexpectedly. For it will come as a snare on all those who dwell on the face of the earth." And then verse 36, he says, "Watch." Now, he was emphasizing the self. We need to watch the self. You know, we live in a world that is ever changing and becoming worse and worse. You know, we're talking about this morning, it's 30 years on this day that Mr. Armstrong died. And, you know, he was always talking about how bad it is and etc. I wonder what he would say if he was alive today and saw what the world is like today. The point I'm making is God is the same yesterday, today, and forever. And that's the challenge we have, because we live in a world that is sliding. But God doesn't change. His standards don't change. So we need to be even more careful as time goes on and make sure that we have our attention on ourselves, because that's one thing we can do something about is ourselves, with God's help. He says, pray always. Prayer is an important part of a Christian's life. Without prayer, we have no contact in the one direction of communication with God. Prayer is a major factor in us being able to stand before Christ. You know, Christ gave the example of those that will come to him and he will say, I never knew you. And we can ask, well, why was that? Well, that's not for me to judge, but prayer is a big part of our relationship with God. And God can give us strength. Last evening at home, some of you may have listened into this Bible study. Mr. Petty gave it on the first commandment. I think it was just reason. I just felt bits and pieces of it. But he emphasized in there how important the first commandment is. You know, our relationship with God. That is, when you look at it, the most important commandment, because if you do not have that relationship with God, then you fall. God is our strength. He pointed out the fact that when we get into this mode of self-reliance, and I don't know about you, but I know I'm guilty of that, it's easy to do. We want to solve problems, and we want to solve them right now. Prayer is the answer. Let go and let God. Let's turn over to Proverbs 8. Proverbs 8, verse 13. The fear of the Lord is to hate evil. Pride and arrogance and the evil way and the perverse mouths I hate. That's God speaking. I thought it was interesting that, you know, we talk about the fear of the Lord. The fear of the Lord is to hate evil. You know, it kind of puts a slant on that word fear. You know, we tend to think, oh, I'm afraid, you know. Well, it's being in awe of God and respect for God, having a relationship with him and realizing what his standards are, and that's like our burning desire is to follow his standards. We are close to him when we will hate evil, or when we do hate evil, and that's all kinds of evil, including our own selfishness. And we are human beings, and we are selfish from time to time, so we need to focus on that. No matter what comes our way, we must keep our head up. Now, the other side of the coin is if we start examining the self, we can get discouraged too. And that's what Satan would want. But God is always behind us. One scripture I'd like to go to yet. Well, actually, I got two more. I guess I have time for that. Matthew 10, verse 22. Matthew 10, verse 22. Let's start reading verse 21. Now brother will deliver up brother to death, and a father his child, and children will rise up against parents and cause them to be put to death, and you will be hated by all for my name's sake. But he who endures to the end shall be saved, or will be saved. He who endures to the end will be saved. It takes enduring, keeping our head up, and trusting in God, staying close to God in this way of life. Never give up on God in His way of life. No matter how bad it gets, as long as we endure, we have not failed. As long as we do not quit, we have not failed. We need to be faithful to God, to be filled with that fear, that awe, that respect and reverence for God. You know, we have one example of an individual in the Bible, the Apostle Paul. He was able to say this, and I've always been, I remember hearing this scripture being quoted even back in my former religion, and I was always kind of awed by it, that he was able to say this. Who wrote this letter to Timothy, 2 Timothy 4 and verse 7. 2 Timothy 4 and verse 7. Paul was able to say, I have fought the good fight. I have finished the race. I have kept the faith. Finally, there is laid for me a crown of righteousness, which the Lord, the righteous judge, will give me on that day, and not to me only, but also to all who have loved His appearance. How can we love His appearance if we don't have a relationship with Jesus Christ? All who love His appearing. Are we ready to meet Jesus Christ? Are we looking forward to that time when He returns? As time goes on, it becomes harder and harder to be a true Christian. And we're facing things like, what happened this past year with marriage. Marriage is now just a blob. Before we know it, we're going to have weddings for animals. That's kind of the direction we're going. It's going to get worse and worse, but we need not be discouraged. God is bigger than anything. If God is for us, who can be against us? We have a God that understands the pressures, and He realizes the world that we're in. Therefore, He says, pray always. He wants us to have a close relationship with Him. He gives us His Spirit that we can endure to the end, and we can succeed. He also is looking forward to that time when Jesus Christ returns and He will be resurrecting the saints. And all those who have a close relationship with Him, who endure and are faithful to His way of life, will be able to stand before the Son of Man. May God speed that day.